Tired of getting the same old results? Ready to take your game, your career, and your life to the next level? Fasten your seatbelts, because the next hour is going to change your life. Performance consultant John Brubaker helps you perform your best when it matters most. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Coach Brew Show will teach you why winners win, how the best get better, and the keys to maximize your success.
Welcome to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show, where we're talking why winners win, how the best get better. And we're brought to you today by our friends at Anderson Bean Cowboy Boots, a philanthropic family-owned business with a rich 150-year history of top-of-the-line boots handmade in the USA. And our friends at Perfect 10 Blazers. Check them out online, custom-made-order blazers, perfect10blazers.com. We bring you strategies straight out of the locker room, right into the boardroom, so you can execute. I think we're all executives. We just execute in different ways every day in our lives. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, athletes, executives, the fundamentals are all the same. And I think that people that perform at a high level and enjoy what they do, this will kind of frame the conversation for you here today on 1510 WMEX and Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. People who perform at a high level are attractive. And I don't necessarily mean physically attractive, although that helps, but they turn their business into, or their service or product, into something that is attractive and in many cases becomes a destination. I want to bring two special guests on today based on a wonderful experience I had on family vacation last month. And we took a family vacation. I unplugged for a little while up at the Canadian Maritimes, stumbled upon an amazing place, Prince Edward Island and the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. Don't let the words beach music fool you. The event is really, it's a who's who of the greatest country music artists you'll ever see. And it's one of the world's greatest country music festivals. So I brought on festival president and vice president. We've got on the Maximum Success Hotline today, Jeff Squires and Kim Doyle. Welcome to the program, folks.
Glad to be here, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for making time today. I was very struck by my experience at the festival, and it's just a great example of taking, you know, we have a lot of listeners who are startup entrepreneurs, small business owners, really trying to go from humble beginnings to national prominence. And I thought, what better a way for them to learn how to do that than to learn from an organization that's literally gone from humble beginnings 4 years ago to international prominence today with the festival. And so if you could talk to us a little bit about how you've turned something that was just 4 years old into really an international sensation and kind of leveraged a lot of your strengths, because that's what we're all looking to do. So how did it all begin, Jeff?
Well, great question, John, and thanks for having us on your show today. Anytime we get a chance to talk about Prince Edward Island and specifically Cavendish Beach Music Festival, we love the opportunity. And I think if I go back, you know, the festival has evolved over the last 8 years, from time of inception and idea phase through to what you and your family saw when you were here in Prince Edward Island this year. Is what we really felt in what we call PEI here is we were missing, first of all, a world-class venue to put on a world-class outdoor show. So our thinking before was around the venue and where to put it, and using those natural assets that we have in Cavendish on the North Shore of Prince Edward Island, the great beaches, campgrounds, accommodations, hospitality, golf courses, using all those things that already exist, adding a venue, and then using that as your backdrop and your setting, and you insert the world-class country music talent that we've had over the last seven years at Cavendish. So it was about building that space and using all those assets that we have, the natural assets of PEI, and incorporating that into the backdrop.
And I think the lesson for all of our listeners is you've got some strengths that you may not even be aware of right within your community. And so often we're concerned about what we don't have and the resources that we think or we just perceive in our mind we're lacking, when in reality, you could create some strategic partners within your community and really help you shine a little brighter, leverage those assets in a unique way that does make you that destination. Kim, in your role as Vice President of Marketing, could you talk a little bit about how you've built those relationships and have been very, very smart and strategic about that? Because I think you guys are really kind of have created a playbook that a lot of our listeners can learn from.
Well, thanks, John. Well, as Jeff mentioned, we're very proud of what we've developed with Cavendish Beach Music Festival and couldn't have done it and be as successful where it is right now so quickly without all of these partnerships. We're very fortunate to have such great partners, whether it's accommodations, whether it's suppliers, with our sponsors, and everyone ultimately has the end goal is to create this ultimate coastal experience for the guests that come to Prince Edward Island. So with Cavendish Beach Music Festival, it ultimately does come back to what is that experience that people want is why they would come to PEI on that weekend, where we have the beautiful beaches, and working with those operators, with working with the accommodation operators. As you saw in Cavendish, that's very unique for an event site to be surrounded by high-level camping and cottages, hotels, golf courses. So even though we're only 3 days, and everything we do is very research-driven, our average length of stay is over 5 nights. So what we're selling is not just necessarily Keith Urban and Eric Church on the main stage. It really is all about coming to Prince Edward Island for that week. So a lot of our corporate sponsors, this is a key. Working with Cavendish Beach Music Festival is a very key element of their annual marketing plan. The festival takes place over 3 days, but the culture of the community of our fans is a 365-day-a-year marketing engine. And we continue to keep our finger on the pulse of what it is that they want, what's happening, what's coming up in trends, and making sure that we're responding to those changes in their needs. And it is a great network of partnerships that we do with the sponsors and with accommodations in the area.
And folks, you don't have to be located on an island to be able to do this. We're right here, 1510 WMEX Boston. And if you think about some of the assets that you have surrounding your business, you know, the Cape's not too far off. You've got the mountains just to the west of you and the Berkshires in Massachusetts. You've got all sorts of properties and museums and tourist attractions in the greater Boston area. And all it takes is really reaching out, making a friend, and delivering value in a unique way to other businesses that you can collaborate with and to really be able to, you know, I think one of the key words you mentioned, Kim, was to amplify your message. You know, it's one thing if I were to talk about what I have to offer, and it's another thing if I have a couple of strategic partners and we're all sharing that information. And, you know, you've been very, very intentional about how you built those relationships and making sure that there's a great value proposition in front of it all. And I just really respect and admire that. And I think success leaves clues. You guys seem to have been, I hate to use a cliche, an overnight success, because it went from year number one to, I believe, year number two. You know, the crowd you drew was almost, what, half the population of the island?
Coach, I'll let me comment on that.
Sure.
You know, as you know, I don't believe in the overnight success principle. It takes takes 10 years or 12 years or 15 years to become an overnight success. It's that day in, day out, working it and paying attention to the details one step at a time. And one of my favorite sayings is perseverance is a wonderful trait. And I think what the customer now sees, if being there from day one, it looks a whole lot different than it did 7 or 8 years ago. And those were all lessons learned along the way, and listening and continuing to respond to the feedback you get from whether it's your customer, the community, the vendors, the operators, the talent, and any of the people connected with the festival. I think listening and seeing what you can do to improve upon what you already have, and then implementing it on the execution side.
It's just been so impressive how you've circled the wagons, really kind of rallied everyone around this. And you know, I think that if anything accelerates the success curve, it's when you have everybody on the same page like that. So, yeah, of course, it wasn't literally an overnight success, but when you got everyone rowing in the same direction, it sure does happen faster.
Absolutely.
What would be one strategy you would suggest to someone who's listening and is saying to themselves, you know what, we do have a lot of great resources around us. I need to leverage this. And you know, I want to create some sort of event that spotlights not just my business but my community. Where would you tell them is a great jumping off point for them just to get started?
I think listening to ideas are a wonderful thing, and I think the people around you listening to those ideas and open to a different way of thinking, seeing what's not there, and being able to say, hey, that is a good idea, and then being able to say it's worthy enough of carrying forward to another step, researching further, or going and getting that expertise from somewhere else that you may not have in-house, and asking the questions to other people in other areas to reaffirm that your idea, is it a good one? Is it worthy of going to a next step, or do you wait for the next idea to come along?
Everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs a sounding board. I couldn't agree more with you, Jeff. What did you guys do in terms of early steps to really gain some traction? You know, I know you've got some wonderful sponsors, corporate partners, but it really does take a village. And what were some early steps that, looking back, you both have just kind of had that conversation, said, you know what, this sort of happened organically or by accident, but thank goodness we did X, Y, and Z very early on.
One of the things I was trying to reach out in many different places where you could, whether that was to the existing town, municipality that you work with, to our province, to business, to individual operators, to the regulatory bodies that are such a key part in putting on any large-scale event, is to bring as many of those people around the table and to have them involved in the planning process. And for us on the Cavendish event, it is a full 12 month of the year planning cycle. And the next year, 2016 started when 2015 event was going on, and you're making all those notes about the things that you see that are what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then
sure,
putting them into an operations plan for the following year. So step one, I really think, going back, was getting people involved right at the beginning on the what it is the event would look like, and being involved in the planning process and having those conversations across the table so that the different parties can work together and understand what's trying to be accomplished. The you know, no different. Communication is such a huge part of of whether it's your day-to-day business, your event, or your team. So I'll default back to communication is probably the first thing that we needed to make sure that we create an environment for that type of thing to happen.
And folks, we talk about it all the time. You can say you're in whatever business you're in, real estate, financial services, radio, whatever it is. In reality, we're all in the relationship business first. And without those key partners, those relationships, you can't build whatever else it is you think you're building. Now, look at Starbucks.
Right.
It's a great example. You know, their whole motto or mission regarding serving customers is to build relationships and inspiring moments. You know, it's the little things day to day that make a big difference. And it's really reaching out mm-hmm. to people in your community. Now, go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just, you think back in all your planning exercises when you always take a step back from what you're doing. And one of the things that always comes up is we need to do a better job of communicating. And, after 25 years of being involved in business and education and coaching teams, every time you step back, that lesson seems to present itself as number one on the table is communication. And we have to continue to get better at communicating. So it's always a reoccurring theme. And I think it's important to have those step back moments when you say, okay, let's get back to making it a priority to communicate. And we've done that throughout the festival. You know, sometimes we think we're doing a good job of it, but maybe we can do a better job. But we've had those checkpoints.
And this is, folks, this is one of the things I love about Jeff is he's a coach himself. He's coached hockey at the elite level. So as a leader, you know, as president of the festival and CEO of Prince Edward Island Brewing, he gets it. He just gets it. And everything we do, we got to take a coach approach, as I like to call it. That was a shameless plug from my book there, if you hadn't noticed. But
I feel that
way. I'm glad you picked up on that. But really, I think that, you know, success leaves clues in whatever we're doing. And can you talk a little bit about some of you've gotten some really international stars. Like I know this year at the festival you had Keith Urban, who is, one of the hottest stars in Nashville, but he's originally from Australia. Maybe he might say his greatest achievement was marrying Nicole Kidman. I don't know. But you guys obviously had a vision for what you're doing, and you weren't afraid to think big and really kind of stretch and reach high. What would you recommend to other people who, you know, really want to grow what they're doing and are afraid, maybe we couldn't attract that caliber of person into what we're doing?
The artists are definitely a big draw of the festival for sure. And we always have the intention of every year when people come to the festival, as most of the people come every year, we want them to see something different. So you have the headliners on the stage, which is definitely important. But I wouldn't steer someone in the direction that's ultimately what you need to do. We have three different stages. This year we added a pop-up restaurant, which is very unusual for an outdoor festival. You go in and do sit-down dinner. It's a lot about exposing people to new musicians that they've never seen before. So Keith Urban and Eric Church and Brantley Gilbert are the headliners, but there's two other stages that are showcasing regional, local talent, and people come to the festival. They're lined up at noon, hours before Keith Urban is ever going to take the stage, to do some exploring. So the music is one thing. Culinary is very important to Prince Edward Island and showcasing what we have to offer with our sponsors, with our suppliers, and that's something that we're looking at in the future of expanding more. So the artists are definitely a key part of it, but there is so much more to that. And it's like in any other business, you know, you need to diversify what you have from your programming and as well as your market. As you saw, Coach, when you were here, we had your young under 20s there in general admission. You had, as they get a little older, they want a different type of experience. What happens on the main stage of Keith Urban, and depending on what a different type of experience you're looking for, you're going to see that show in a completely different lens. So we want to make sure that we have those, that diversified experiences available. We are at 75% of our visitors don't come from Prince Edward Island. So the longer haul they come from, the higher level of experience that they're looking for. And we want to make sure that we have something very, a nice variety of what they can do, right? You can go backstage and have dinner, so you can have what Keith Urban's going to have for dinner, or you can be nice up high and have a wonderful view, or you can be in with the masses and 20,000 people in GA, and that's an experience that a lot of people look for.
And I'm glad you mentioned all of that, because I bet some of our listeners are thinking, well, how does this relate to me and my business? And I'll frame it for you this way. I think that our customers of various generations today are what I call, well, we're all sort of amongst the iPod generation. And what I mean by that is no one's buying albums. They're buying, they're downloading tracks, and people have eclectic tastes. You know, it wouldn't be uncommon to look at, you know, your iPod, my iPod, any of our listeners, and see 6-7 different genres of music there, not just, you know, one genre. And I think that how that relates to a country music festival is, or, you know, anyone's business is, eclectic is very attractive. You know, people don't just want a certain kind of music or a main star. You know, they want different offerings, you know, whether it's just music or music and food and beer. And we'll get a little more into beer, which is one of my favorite food groups, in the next segment. But it's part of that iPod generation. You know, I think we've become, because the markets are so fragmented, we've all become very eclectic. We may just not realize that. And to be able to offer different things to different people, or even different things to the same people, is really what creates that mass appeal. So how can you, even if your business technically is one where you're a specialist, how can you offer a lot of different things to your audience? Because that's what they're looking for. Would you agree that that's the case? And that's probably why you've been, you know, strategically expanding and diversifying, Kim?
Absolutely. I'd say even to the point this year that we built another level of infrastructure. There was a new building built in our VIP area because we still had capacity at the venue, but we were running out of premium capacity. The day things go on sale, they're sold out.
And
so we added a new building because there was more of a demand for a higher level experience than what we had to offer. And we see that as a sign of great success. There's a lot of people that come to Cavendish Beach Music Festival that do not listen to country music every day. They're coming for the experience. It's the highlight of the summer. People are booking their accommodations for the next year before they even leave here. It's like a country Christmas in the summer. And the adventure goes with your group of friends, whether you're a couple, whether you're a family. And it's a highlight of your summer. And you know, before the calendar is announced for 2016, people know that they're already coming.
Kim, it was the highlight of my summer. We got to take a quick time out. I want to relate back to that next segment and then jump into talking a little bit about one of my favorite food groups, that being beer. So we're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to the Coach Brew Show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and WMEX Boston. We'll be right back.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Looking for a better way to lead your team and yourself at work? The Coach Approach by John Brubaker is the book for you. Experts are praising the Coach Approach. CEOs are calling it a must-read for leaders serious about taking their performance to the next level. And Hall of Fame coaches are endorsing it as salient, scholarly, and the one book on leadership I'd have if I could have just one. If you want winning strategies to bring about game-changing results in work and life, get the Coach Approach.
That's The Coach Approach by John Brubaker. Pick up a copy today at coachbrew.com.
You've only got 7 seconds to make a first impression, so you better dress to impress. That's why I wear JJ Threads custom dress shirts. You can too. Just go to jjthreads.com and choose the exact fit, fabrics, colors, and details of your own signature shirt. Their world-class tailors will make it and deliver it directly to your door. JJ Threads lets you design looks for all occasions, business, nightlife, or casual. Own your style at jjthreads.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
In the sea of sameness, fitting in won't help you win. You've got to stand out to separate yourself from the competition, which is why I wear Perfect 10 Blazers. They've got the largest, most unique range of tailored men's blazers in the market. Their tailors will hand-make original and custom blazers just for you. Everyone's made to order. Wild blazers and sports coats for the sharp-dressed man. Check them out at perfect10blazers.com. That's perfect, number 10, blazers.com. Tell them Coach Brew sent you.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within. To create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are, there are answers to life's big questions. And there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
In today's global marketplace, the customer's first impression of you is often online video. And since YouTube's the second largest search engine, I knew I needed high-quality video. That's why I hire Praxis Production Studios for all my video needs. Their specialty is web video, but I can tell you from experience that Praxis does a great job with creative TV, video, and music content as well. See how they can make your work shine at PraxisProStudios.com. That's P-R-A-X-I-S Pro Studios.
Welcome back to Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. We're talking why winners win, how the best get better, and we've got an eclectic, interesting, dynamic show today. The conversation segment number one, I was talking about turning your business into a destination. And, one of the things that makes a destination really attractive, whether it's literally a resort, a vacation, like the one I mentioned I took to Prince Edward Island, or the destination is an actual business, is giving people a VIP experience. We're just talking with Kim Doyle, the senior vice president of the Cavendish Beach Music Festival, and she was explaining, you know, they've grown it very strategically and added different experiences to the event, to the property, to create a real VIP feel. And I think that, you know, when you can offer a premium ticket, so to speak, with your business, A, you're going to attract a different demographic than you might normally. B, you're going to create some shock and awe. You're just really going to add this element of wow to what you're doing that's very exciting. And I think that's contagious. I think that that's what people are looking for, and people are willing to pay a premium for that. So, Kim, kind of piggyback off of segment number one here, you know, you have a wonderful strategic partner in Prince Edward Island Brewing, and you've really created sort of that VIP experience. It involves food, drink, you know, things that people just love. What's some advice you'd have for some of our listeners to kind of add that element of exclusivity to what they're doing?
We have a number of different types of premium experiences. The more premium it gets, the more exclusive it is. So everyone, you know, is ultimately coming back to the what's in it for me, and at different stages in your life and different financial situations, you will spend money in different ways. So we have, just to name a few of them, we have our VIP, our regular VIP. We have our new build, which is our sunroof, which is kind of a mid-tier VIP. And we have another couple of options, our Copper Moon Saloon. It has a capacity of only 30 people. It's $1,000 a ticket. You have, you're 100 feet from the stage, eye to eye to the stars. You eat dinner backstage with the artist, and that's our long-haul traveler. They don't care about the price point. It's all about that exclusive experience. They get the celebrity interaction. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And do we sell thousands of them? No, but if you started to try and get greedy, I guess, in that way, then the value of that goes down. So those premium super experiences, we keep very exclusive, and we find that they've been very successful. We have a whole corporate pavilion that caters to that corporate hosting side of things. So I mean, we sell those corporate boxes for $17,000, and they're sold out 6 months before we hit the festival. So from a corporate hosting perspective, a company will buy a box and get a certain amount of tickets, and they get a premium food and beverage experience with one of our sister companies, Murphy Group of Restaurants, operates the food and beverage. With that new addition with PEI Brewing Company this year, it has taken our festival to a level where some of the bigger North American festivals are getting. The craft beer is growing. With some of the major ones, I don't know if you noticed when you were here, John, but the festival logo was on all of those beach chair lager cans. Those big breweries don't have the ability to do that. So from a marketing perspective, we're always looking for, we have a very limited marketing budget, and we need to reach different provinces and states across North America. So we're always looking at how can we get smarter with our marketing, and all of our partners, every one of them, all of our sponsors have a marketing plan aspect to that. And one of the newest and one of the best ones and very innovative was having that brand associated with the beach chair lager can throughout liquor stores, which helps sell some beer in advance, helps get our brand out there in some of the provinces off island. It was a great strategic fit. We have more options at the festival. You can come to Cavendish Beach Music Festival and get a beer, a cooler, a cider, wine, spirits. It really has turned into a full-service restaurant, and you've traveled to different events, John, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, most outdoor places you go, you get a beer and a cooler, and that's what you get, and maybe it's cold. We take the service delivery very seriously. And
absolutely. Tim, can I stop you there, because I want to inject something for our listeners, you know, sort of the what's in it for them. Is listen to what, go back and replay this and listen to the strategy involved in what Kim and Jeff are doing there, because, you know, from a branding standpoint, they've diversified and there's strength in numbers, collaborating with different brands. Who can you collaborate with to really deliver a high-level premium experience for your audience? What can you give your high-paying customers? What can you create to give them, you know, access? access they wouldn't normally have to something. And if you're scratching your head wondering how I could do something like that, maybe it's you interview them for something as simple as interviewing them for your blog, having them on your podcast, you know, having a contest where they can become a boss for a day, or even something as simple as a behind-the-scenes tour of your facility where you give them a sneak peek and some VIP access into something that the everyday customer doesn't get. And, you know, what? Maybe it's something you charge for, maybe it isn't, but it really does increase that word-of-mouth advertising. And, you know, along those lines, Kim, you had mentioned this wonderful relationship between Beach Chair Lager and the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. I'd love to talk a little bit about, because I think that, you know, you've created a wonderful event, and what microbreweries do is they're creators as well. And, you know, they're creating fans, not just for their product, but for the category they exist in. And mm-hmm. I'd love to transition the conversation a little bit to talking about the whole concept of being a creator. And I think that it's a foreign concept to a lot of business people, folks, because we get so focused on competition, mainly the competition, that we forget and we take our sights off of the fact that it's really all about creation. We can't control the competition, but we can control what we're doing. And when we do it well, a rising tide really does raise all ships, doesn't it?
Absolutely, John. And I'm going to use a coaching analogy here again. You can't worry about the other team. You can worry about how well you're prepared and what you're doing and what's going on in your backyard. And in the beer industry and the brewing industry at the craft brewing level, that's what we do. We know that we're not in the large scale brewing industry, but we're in the local craft industry, which very much lends itself to creativity and connecting, being very intimate with the customer and your consumer, being able to respond to different trends in the marketplace, yet at the same time really having a connection with what we call our main brands, and being able to develop a loyal following to those brands by being connected to the consumer on a daily, weekly basis by all kinds. There's no better feeling in the world than walking into the brewery and drinking a beer in the brewery that it was made in, and you feel connected. And then to take it another step further, what we do here at the PEI Brewing Company is we offer you a tour. It's a very unique tour. It's on the catwalk above the brew house, and it's very intimate. So once you start to take that tour and you learn something of some of the intimacies of the brewery and how we make the product you're consuming, we've then gone to another layer of helping you connect with that product, with that brand.
I think that's what great brands do, folks, is you want your customers, your visitors, your guests to walk out of there transformed. Now, there are a lot of companies that are in the transaction business. You want to be in the transformation business. They arrive one way, they leave a different way. And, you know, when you leave a facility tour like that, you walk out a little smarter than you walked in. And you also walk
Absolutely.
Out being a bigger fan of what's going on, because you get to see, you know, you get to see the sweat equity and the labor that goes into the process. What's that
Absolutely.
Done for your brand, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know, John, I think over the last 5 years at the PEI Brewing Company, I don't know if we can measure what that's done for our brand, other than saying the phenomenal growth we've experienced through our last 5 years and year over year, that growth that you like to see in your business. And it is definitely by touching the customer as much as you possibly can, by getting them to feel connected to your products. And that is interaction through the internet, through blogging, through Facebook, through tweeting. It is getting them in the brewery. It is having sampling. It is having those cheerleaders out there for once they've tasted your product, walking out of your brewery saying, "Wow, that was cool."
And that's what we all want, folks. We want people to walk out and literally say, that's cool. That's exclusive. That's, you want to wow them and to inject a little bit of uniqueness, which is, I think, why you have them walk that catwalk, right?
Absolutely.
It's a little different.
Yeah. And inside our brewery, you get to touch the ingredients, smell the ingredients, see the raw materials, talk to the brewer about what they're doing today, see the different staff members we have in our production floor, and you can interact with them and ask them questions. And then we can tell you a little bit of history about the company and how we got and tell our story. And again, it's, you know, a business is based upon the story. People want to know the stories behind what they're consuming and what their experience is, and we've got a great story to tell. And the more times you can do that, again, you're building those relationships. I think traditionally people call it promoting or promotions. We like to tell it, call it, you know, building the story to create the experience. And John, I'm going to tie it all back to Prince Edward Island. We really feel that there's something unique here in Prince Edward Island when you come here. The hospitality, the feeling of the people, the products and the things you get to do, whether it's the walk on the beach, whether it's the accommodation, the hotel, the campground, the bed and breakfast you're staying, and how that innkeeper makes you feel, or how that cottage operator makes you feel, the sunsets, the cool air. And then, again, getting around our wonderful province here, and when you're eating and drinking, continuing to feel the connection to Prince Edward Island, and having at your meal and your leisure times a great brew from the Prince Edward Island Brewing Company, it adds to that whole experience. So we keep building it out, really, inside of our whole province here and what we do in the tourism industry.
And folks, if you build it, they will come. What you just heard from Jeff Squire, CEO of Prince Edward Island Brewing Company, those aren't all resources that he and his company uniquely possess. Those are resources within the community that when you expose your audience to all that your community has to offer, it elevates everyone. A rising tide really does raise all boats, so to speak. And the reason I wanted to bring Jeff on to talk about the craft brewery, microbrewery business is that I think we get so caught up in competition, not creation. The macro brews, the big boys, so to speak, they'd love to just own the shelf space themselves and not share it with any of the competition. Whereas, Jeff, a micro or a craft brewery, you're all about just creating fans for your whole category. And can you share a little bit of the philosophy behind that and why that's a good thing instead of that tunnel vision sort of focus on just competing?
I think it's that collaborative spirit. We feel that, if you drink a quality craft beer, whether it's from our company or somebody else's, it's going to bring you into that category. And you may not have started with one of our products, but if you're brought into the category, you may get there. And
absolutely.
Once you get there, it's our hope that you stay there, and that continues to increase the market share of craft brewing inside of the overall category. And again, if we can have our share of that specific market, hopefully that's what allows us to continue to grow our business. And if the overall market share of craft brewing goes from 5% to 10% to 15-20%, whatever those numbers can be, and if we can continue to have 3-7% of it, well, that's growth.
Everybody wins.
And everybody wins, absolutely.
Jeff, we got to take another break here. It's really been great having you on. Where can we learn more about the business?
You can go. Yeah, absolutely. John, and you can drive up the East Coast for a 9 to 10 hour drive any time to get to Prince Edward Island and come see us in person. Or if you'd like to Google PEI Brewing Company and www.CabinetsBeachMusicFestival.com, you can see us a little bit more up close on the internet.
I'll put a link on the website. Appreciate having you on, Jeff. Thanks again. We'll do it again soon. taking a really quick time out here. We'll come back and wrap it up, and I'll share with you some takeaways so you can execute their game plan in your industry. You're listening to Maximum Success on WMEX Boston.
Looking for a better way to lead your team and yourself at work? The Coach Approach by John Brubaker is the book for you. Experts are praising the Coach Approach. CEOs are calling it a must-read for leaders serious about taking their performance to the next level. And Hall of Fame coaches are endorsing it as salient, scholarly, and the one book on leadership I'd have if I could have just one. If you want winning strategies to bring about game-changing results in work and life, get the Coach Approach. That's The Coach Approach by John Brubaker. Pick up a copy today at coachbrew.com.
In the sea of sameness, fitting in won't help you win. You've got to stand out to separate yourself from the competition, which is why I wear Perfect 10 Blazers. They've got the largest, most unique range of tailored men's blazers in the market. Their tailors will hand-make original and custom blazers just for you. Everyone's made to order. Wild blazers and sports coats for the sharp-dressed man. Check them out at perfect10blazers.com. That's perfect, number 10, blazers.com. Tell them Coach Brew sent you.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to the Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life's winding path reveals many truths.